The perfect pitcher, the space and time splitter, the Augustan calendar plumb line. We all know what common error means. Please.
Watch this.
Rhymes and poetry.
You. People have been talking, man. You know what I'm going to do?
I'ma just do it.
In the new year 2020, Rhymes and Poetry still has stayed the same. I'm your girl Nozili right here on Active FM, and it is the 3rd of January, meaning we have all made it into the new year. It is super awesome. The vibe is lit. Everyone is beaming because everyone's like 2020, start of a new decade. Let's do this, let's kill this. But in order for you not to get to 2029, bro, and be waiting for the beginning of the next decade, bro, because you've messed up the 9 years that you've had here, I'm going to let you guys know on a little bit of fun facts about resolutions, what I think we should do this year in order to make this year count. And I'm going to give you guys a few fun facts about New Year's Eve, even though it passed like a couple of days ago. But we're still going to get into it. And hopefully next year when you're going through New Year's Eve, you're going to be like, oh, Nazi said that. And oh, that did happen on New Year's Eve. Even now, you can be like, I remember that or whatever. So we are going to go into everything New Year's, because it is New Year's right here on Active FM. But before we go into that, we are going to go into Active Worship Song, and it is entitled Inception, because we are going back to the start.
Oh, is this the time? Is it time to send a shower route? Okay. I want to say hi to my brother, my mother, my father, all my friends, all my people. So it's hi. Hi everyone, this is Lihle Lindsay Msimang, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is heart music.
Leaning in closer.
To me?
To you! A very, very happy new year!
To me?
To you! So blow your candles out, my dear, and make your year come true!
So the first fun fact about New Year's Eve is that the song traditionally sung on New Year's, which is Auld Lang Syne, means times gone by. And I hope I pronounced that as best as I could listen and speak the language. I've never ever heard this song in my life. Can I just tell you? But if you've heard this song, you know what I'm talking about. And it literally means time's gone by. And then at number two, black eyed peas, ham, and cabbage are considered good luck if you eat them on New Year's Eve or on the day because they believe that it'll bring you money. So here's people going to the grocery stores now. But it's not New Year's, it's not New Year's Eve, it's the third day, so, like, you can't do it now, but next year, if you believe in superstitions, I don't believe in superstitions, they believe that black-eyed peas, ham, and cabbage are considered good luck. So that's your whole meal for New Year's Eve and for New Year's, because apparently it's going to bring you good luck. I don't know. Anyway, number three, lobster and chicken are considered bad luck because lobsters can move backwards and chickens can scratch in reverse. So it is thought that these foods bring a reversal of fortune. Wait a minute. Chicken is my thing though. You can ask any person that knows me. Chicken and fish, like thus with me, we are together. Like, I like steak and I like beef and stuff. But like most of the time I'm eating chicken because I love chicken. So if it's bad luck, then I've been cursed all my life because listen, I've been eating that chicken. Lobsters can move backwards. That's cool though. I don't think that would be something that would reverse your fortune. But if you believe in superstitions, this one's for you. In Italy, people wear red underwear on New Year's Day to bring good luck all year long. The tradition dates back to the medieval times. Listen, wearing red underwear, even if you wear blue or black or green, it'll not bring you any type of luck. Stop lying to yourself. Because it's not a real thing. I do know as a church what we do at the beginning of the year is we have a 21-day fast. And basically we are committing the rest of the year into God's hands. So in those 21 days we are committing the rest of our year to God. So we basically like fasting in order to commit our rest of the year to God. Number five, Times Square New Year's Eve ball was first dropped in 1907. After there was a fireworks ban. The original ball weighed 700 pounds and featured 125-watt balls, much different to the ball we know today. I would just love to see Times Square. I think it's a beautiful setup. I know it's just like screens, like different size screens and like adverts and stuff, but it's sort of like a cool place. I like New York. So at number six, we know that the earliest known New Year celebration was in Mesopotamia, and it dates back to 2000 BC. So 2000 years before Christ, they were celebrating New Year's. I wonder what happened back then when they used to work on calendars where they used to just put like a line on the wall. You know, like caveman times where they used to just like make a strike on the wall. Like, how would they know that the year is finished? And did they celebrate the fact that the year was finished? Or were they just like, yo, listen, okay, now it's another scratch on the wall. I wonder. And then number seven, January is named after Janus, the god with two faces. One looking forward and one looking backward. He is the god of beginnings, transitions, gates, doors, passages, and endings. Me, I believe in one god. So this Janus god, I don't believe in him, but that is a fun fact. January is named after him. And then ancient Persians gave New Year's gifts of eggs, which symbolized a 3-1. Ancient Persians gave New Year's gifts of eggs, which symbolized productiveness. And now we know this as Easter, because now on Easter, people give each other Easter eggs. All the kids are crying for Easter eggs and chocolate bunnies and stuff. At number 9, the first recorded New Year celebration dates back to 4,000 years to Babylon, when the first moon after the spring of equinox marked a new year. In 46 BC, Julius Caesar created a calendar with Jan 1 as the first day of the year, partly to honor Janus, and also named the month after Janus, which we just spoke about. Janus as the god with two faces, one facing forward and one facing backward. Weird. But Julius Caesar obviously believed in this god, and that's how he named the first day of the year Jan the first, which was then turned into January 1st. And then number 10, the tradition to kiss at midnight is a recent invention. According to old English and German folktale, the first person you come across in the new year, you could set a tone for the next 12 months. Can you just imagine? Now people are looking the whole of New Year's Eve for that one person that they're going to kiss when the clock strikes 12. Why must you kiss someone when the clock strikes 12? What is it going to do for your whole life? This is just a worldly concept which has been put into our minds through movies and all of these things. Now people think, okay, I need to be with my boyfriend or girlfriend, or I need to find a boyfriend or girlfriend before New Year's Eve, because I need to kiss them on New Year's Eve. That is just rubbish that has been put into the mindsets of people. And many people mess up the whole 2020, because in 2019 they stuffed up because they were busy trying to find a kiss from someone. So this is a warning. It's not a real thing, guys. You don't have to kiss someone when the clock strikes 12. All you need to do is go, Happy New Year! In fact, the one year my parents slept through New Year's, I was so angry because it's just me and my sister downstairs dancing to music on the television. That's besides the point. That's a sad New Year story, man. Really not. It was really fun. Me and my sister had fun that year. And then at number 11, we have to ensure a year of good luck. Firecrackers and noisemakers became tradition in order to scare away any remaining evil spirits and to ensure a brand new spirit. So the firecrackers that scare away our poor pets today, our dogs. I'm gonna say this again on New Year's, if you're gonna use firecrackers, can you please just like put your dogs in a place where they'll not freak themselves out. Like, dogs have my heart when they cry on New Year's Day because it's too loud for them. That's the thing. And basically, just to chase away bad spirits. At number 12, we have 2,000 pounds, which is 907 kg, of confetti are dropped on the crowd in Times Square at midnight. If all of that confetti fell on you at one time, you would die. It would crush you. And that is dropped on the crowd. Obviously, you didn't like spread it out.
Thank you. Yes, listen, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
Album is out. You can get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
So we have been speaking all things New Year's, and we are already in the new year. We have all made it. We're all alive. Feel yourselves. Clap hands for yourself. We made it into the new year. It is amazing. Now, what are you gonna do with this year? Is a question. Because, like, if you have no plan as to what you are going to do in this year, what is the whole point of being excited about the year? Because at the end of the year, you're going to be saying, oh, I just wish 2020 could end. 2021 is my year. End of 2021. I just wish 2021 could end. 2022 is my new year. End of that year. All the way until you're wishing for a new decade in 2029. Which is why I tell you, you need to set resolutions that make sense and that you're going to follow. So, first thing, discipline. You need to discipline yourself right now in your mind and say that no matter how hard it is, I'm going to follow it through. Second thing, set resolutions. First resolution, this year I'm going to get closer to God than I was the year before. Don't start setting funny things first. Fix you and your relationship with God first, and then your year is going to be great. I'm telling you, a year without God, it's miserable, guys. Really, really miserable. So we are going to go into some fun facts and tips about setting resolutions, because now it's the 3rd of Jan. The fun is over. Playtime's over. People are about to start opening work now. And everyone's like in this down mood because apparently January has 60 days and December has 14 days. So set resolutions, guys. It's really going to help you through the month. And also, I hope you didn't spend all your money in December. Like, you need to like save money for January. This is for next year. Just know, when you get your salary, make a mental note that this salary that I'm getting now is for now until the end of January. Don't do funny things with that money. Now it's New Year's Eve. Now you're spending 3K on this, 5K on that, 6K on the next thing. And then in January, you're eating bread and water. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. So now that the new year has begun, firstly, set a budget. Please, that's the only way you're going to get through the year with ease. Otherwise, every month is going to be a month-to-month thing where you're like, where did my money go? Next month. Where did my money go? Next month. Where did my money go? And also plan your life, please, because otherwise your life is going to be boring and you're going to not have purpose to your life. So these are the fun facts. Every year, over 1 million people gather in Times Square, New York, to watch the famous ball drop to bring in the new year and welcome their resolutions. But a whopping 1 billion people are estimated to watch it on television. Sure, that is a lot of people, man. I know we like stream into the countdown that happens here in South Africa, but many people around the world tune into the one day in Times Square. The most common resolution made is to increase the amount of exercise that one gets. It is estimated that 37% of resolutions are this one. 37% of the resolutions. That means last year you told yourself, I'm going to lose weight or I'm going to become more healthy. And this year you told yourself, I'm going to become more healthy, I'm going to lose weight. Next year you're going to tell yourself, you need to follow it through. You can't like get a gym card and then go for 5 days and then now your resolution is finished. It doesn't work. And I know this is a resolution that I've made like long, long ago in the past. But now it's sort of like a thing where I always tell myself, you need to start gymming, bro. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to start gymming. Then I did for 10 days and then I'm like, yeah. Then I forget. And then like 2 weeks later, I like feel bad because now I remember I was supposed to be gymming on this day. And then I'm like, oh, but it's too late. And then I don't do it. You just need to teach yourself discipline. Like, I'm going to teach myself discipline. We're going to get fit this year because this is our year. We are in our prime time, as I said in the show on the 20th of December. And then, unfortunately, about 22% of the resolutions fail after about a week, 40% after a month, and 50% after 3 months, and then 60% of the resolutions fail after 6 months. Not you. You are in it to win it. Do not do this, guys. 22% of the resolutions are gone after the first week. It's only the first week of January. You've just gotten back to work. Let's follow it through. Seriously. Maybe like set a reminder on your phone every month to check, or every week to check how far you are with regards to your resolution. So something is reminding you. And then don't turn it off now because you're discouraged. Just plan, be disciplined, and do it. And then the next one, tradition says that the more leafy greens a person eats on New Year's Day signifies the prosperity that is to come for them. Guys, eating greens doesn't mean money is going to come your way. I'm just letting you know now. So if you're going to eat greens, eat them because you like them. Don't eat them because you think that now it's going to bring you prosperity, because that's probably like really not a real thing. Americans alone drink an estimated 360 million bottles of champagne, which is ironic considered that cutting back on alcohol consumption is consistently the second most popular resolution made. Just stop drinking. It's really like not a thing to like drink. It doesn't taste good. You end up vomiting, you end up getting sick from it. Most people, by the time they've drank for like maybe like a year or two, maybe even 5 years, the alcohol does nothing to you. And then you start going for more hardcore things. It's just gateway drugs. I'm telling you, stop doing it. Don't drink. Make resolutions. If you took drugs in the last year, make a resolution. I'm not going to take drugs this year. And then follow it through. How do I follow it through, Nolte Lee? Book yourself into a rehab for the first 30 days of the new year. And then, like, keep on the plan, keep speaking to people, get involved in a church, get someone in the church who's going to lead you and keep you accountable. That's so you're not going back to what you used to do. And then around 38% of people claim to never have made a resolution. Okay, I'm not one of these 38%, because once upon a time, I thought to myself, you need to make resolutions though. And I sat down and I wrote down resolutions in the morning of the 31st of December. And I did not follow them through, but I made those resolutions. But 38%, can you imagine, of people say that they've never made a resolution in their lives. I think resolutions are good because they're like goals that you want to achieve that year. And obviously, like, then you need to keep yourself accountable to those goals at the end of the year. And then be like, how far did I go with these goals? Okay, these ones will be carried over. These ones I did check and whatever. And then just keep going. Don't get discouraged over anything. Of those achieving their resolutions, about 40% were successful on the first try. The rest took multiple attempts, with as much as 17% taking over 6 tries of one resolution. That's 6 years of your life. So I'm saying commit today to finish them this year. It's the beginning of a new century, as many people have been saying. So do it. Just do it. And then the number one reason for failed resolutions is a lack of clear goals. What are your goals for 2020? Where do you want to see yourself at the end of 2020? What do you want to see yourself having had accomplished? What are your goals? If you don't set them now, you won't reach them, because you can't set things that are in your head. You need to write them down. You need to stick them in the walls of your room. You need to look at them every single day. That's why you're striving towards them. You need to make yourself disciplined. You need to plan. I know it sounds boring and it sucks and it's off, but by the end of 2020, you're going to be saying, man, this was the best year. Let's do it again in 2021. But that is just what I think. We are going to take a quick breather and I'll see you after this.
This is Gavin Inslin, and you're tuned in to Active FM.
We have been talking all things New Year's. We are in a new year, and I'm excited about what's going to happen in this year. I am going to keep making shows about how your resolutions are going, so you better get your resolutions going. You better get clear-cut goals for 2020. You better know what you want by the end of 2020. Be specific to the T. Pray about it. First, ask God to help you, because we cannot do this by ourselves. We are undisciplined by nature. We need to become disciplined now. We need to ask for the fruit of the Holy Spirit from God, that we may be disciplined, self-control, that we may control ourselves in the very best way we can. But that was all things, resolutions, all things, weird things about New Year's and New Year's Eve. This is Naughty Lee signing out for another week. Peace out and God bless you.
Hi guys, this is Masfedi from SNM, the Morning Breakfast Show, and I just wanted to wish you a happy, happy New Year's. I hope you guys have enjoyed yourself, because I know I have. Love you so much. Bye.
Outside looking in, they only see what's on the outside. From the outside looking in, they only see what's on the outside. And they wonder what I feel like. It's hard to explain it. Explain it. I know it looks like summer, but it feels like it's raining. Whoa. And even when the rain won't stop, I know that I'm growing. Even when I can't see it in the moment, I know one day God's gonna show me. My greatest battles I can't take pictures of. Mental struggles that rip me up inside. Emotional scars it's easier to hide. And I don't think the only reason is my pride. I'm still carrying the parts of me that died. Moving forward, but the past comes along for the ride. Even though I try not to listen to the lies, I need to hear the truth from voices different than mine. Clay to the potter, dough that he's kneading. We ain't really kneeling if we don't know that we need him. Lord, help me see it. Do I mean it when I say it? When the weight is feeling heavy, I know that you won't waste it. From the outside looking in, they only see what's on the outside. From the outside looking in, they only see what's on the outside. And they wonder what I feel like. It's hard to explain it. Explain it. I know it looks like summer, but it feels like it's raining. Whoa. And even when the rain won't stop, I know that I'm growing. Even when I can't see it in the moment, I know one day God's gonna show me. Dream of candy coated raindrops. It may not seem sweet at first blush, but when you see what it produces, that must be God's touch. Who else could make you turn around and say hallelujah? His discipline never felt good in the moment, but it's proof that he cares when my ignorance is bliss. He makes me aware of his presence, and the pressure is a privilege. My flesh gets livid when I'm pressed in his image. What does a seed need to break through the earth? On the inside, it's where God does his best work. From the outside looking in, they only see what's on the outside. From the outside looking in, they only see what's on the outside. And they wonder what I feel like. It's hard to explain it. Explain it. I know it looks like summer, but it feels like it's raining.